Shop the President's Day sale at Grand Appliance for unbeatable appliance deals and a hassle-free buying experience that includes fast delivery, expert installation, and personalized service from start to finish. Save now on top brands like LG with top-load washers starting at $5.99 and counter-depth max French door refrigerators starting at $18.99. Learn more at grandappliance.com or one of Grand's local showrooms in Indianapolis and Lafayette. That's Grand Appliance, appliance experts since 1930.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
But first, our top local story here on News Radio WBBM. Your children would have to keep their smartphones at home or in their cars if state lawmakers follow through on Governor Pritzker's call for a ban on cell phone use by students at public schools across Illinois. The proposal, part of a sweeping wish list of priorities the governor laid out during his annual State of the State address in Springfield today. WBBM's Terry Keschner here at the Anchor Desk with more on what the governor wants, Terry.
Yeah, Andy. Governor J.B. Pritzker said in his address that taking cell phones out of students' hands is something that seemingly everyone agrees on and will make a difference.
That's why this session, I'll move forward with legislation requiring all school districts in Illinois to adopt a cell phone policy that bans the use of phones during classroom instruction. More focus on learning will bring even greater success for kids across our state.
The governor's office says several school districts in Illinois, including in Champaign, Springfield, and Peoria, have already adopted such policies limiting cell phone use in the classroom. Live at the Anchor Desk, Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
All right, Terry, thank you. During that address, the governor also lashed out at actions of the Trump administration in Washington in a continuation of his recent public criticism of the president. Following Pritzker's speech, State House Republican leader Tony McComb from suburban Rockford dismissed the address as a political speech by someone with presidential ambitions.
We obviously thought we were going to have a little gaslighting, but certainly didn't think we were going to see a flamethrower by any means.
The governor also proposed a $55 billion state budget for 2026, which includes a potential surplus the governor chalks up to stronger than expected income tax collections. The village of Skokie issuing a declaration of emergency in the wake of last week's water main break that flooded streets and businesses. The declaration, the first step in applying for state and county disaster funds. Resident Kathleen Schmidt says the whole situation has been very traumatic.
It's very traumatic. My 81-year-old dad was out there trying to get the ice moved. My kids are now traumatized.
The village of Skokie urging residents to reach out to their insurance companies. They're also launching an online portal for residents to submit detailed damage photos of their home. Officials say it will help if and when any disaster funds become available.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well-qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
An expert review of the rifle used in the deadly police shooting of a bank hostage taker in Romeoville in 2022 has found nothing wrong with the gun.
A firearms expert says a SWAT team sniper for the Will County Sheriff's Office may have involuntarily pulled the trigger in shooting Gregory Walker. Lieutenant John Allen shot and killed the Crest Hill man after he surrendered to police at a bank in Romeoville. The Herald News reviewed a report by Nth Level, a company Will County prosecutors hired to test the rifle, and found its president said the rifle fired because the trigger was pulled, possibly in a reflexive way. A grand jury decided last month not to charge Allen, but he still faces an internal review and a lawsuit by Walker's relatives. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, faculty at several Chicago universities gathered today to protest planned cuts to federal research grants. Aaron Krall is president of UIC Faculty United.
UIC relies on over $500 million in federal funding to conduct life-saving research that directly improves our communities. And that's just this campus. Across the city of Chicago, billions of dollars are invested in this research. It is research that is essential. It is research that is nonpartisan. It is research that improves lives.
Universities say without grants from the National Institute of Health and the CDC, everyone's health will suffer. A legendary Chicago restaurant will take up residency in Brooklyn, Miami Beach, and Beverly Hills to celebrate its 20th anniversary. Michelin three-star dining destination Alinea is marking two decades of culinary excellence with a special anniversary tour that will bring its immersive and theatrical experience to cities across the country. Chef Grant Ackitz will partner with a restaurant in each city, which will host for a little less than 1 month each. Chicago's official government watchdog says the department in charge of the pipes carrying water to homes across the city needs to do a better job sharing critical safety information.
The investigation done by the City of Chicago Office of Inspector General found that construction work done on the city's water and sewer lines by the Department of Water Management failed to comply with Illinois Environmental Protection Agency regulations by building the lines too close together. IG Deborah Witzberg is asking the department to provide more information on the infrastructure to City Council as well as tell taxpayers how much the fix is costing them. Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
In Chicago's Lakeview neighborhood, more affordable housing and public spaces are two priorities listed in a new community plan.
The plan resulted from input from community members, including small business owners and neighborhood association leaders, and it's the first of its kind for the Northside neighborhood in nearly two decades, according to 44th Ward Alderman Bennett Lawson, who says it will serve as a roadmap for the years ahead. In a letter to constituents, Lawson said the plan will help address vacant sites created by the CTA's Red and Purple Line modernization project, and its top priorities include more affordable housing, expanding public spaces, and revitalizing commercial corridors. Mai Martinez, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Leaders in Rockford honoring workers at a brew pub for helping rescue a delivery driver who drove onto the Rock River. It's the latest on a story we reported last week. Mayor Tom McNamara recognized workers at Prairie Street Brewing Company for scrambling to rescue the man whose car drove down a boat launch and onto the frozen river. Rockford Fire Chief Michelle Penko told the audience at last night's city council meeting, brewpub worker Hope Perrott and her colleagues deserve praise for saving the driver's life.
If you can envision Hope being at the vehicle just as it's about to go under, helping this gentleman out the window, that's exactly what happened. And then from her kind of all the way back, just a train of people helping this gentleman get back safely.
The workers also received challenge coins from the mayor. Also time for sports. Good afternoon, 670 The Score's Chris Emma.
Good afternoon. With rising hopes for the Bears' future comes an increase in ticket costs. Team President Kevin Warren wrote in a letter to season ticket holders that the Bears will increase their average cost of season tickets by 10%. As part of his letter, Warren stated his belief in the team's direction. Here's Judson Richards with more.
Along with those climbing ticket prices, President Kevin Warren claimed the future is bright for the Bears organization, and he pointed directly at new head coach Ben Johnson. Warren said about the hire of Johnson, they're confident this decision will positively impact the franchise for many years. Warren said Coach Johnson has assembled a first-class staff, and together they're determined to teach, coach, and empower the team. Warren went on to say that the Bears plan on being aggressive in free agency and the draft. Free agency begins March 12th. Judson Richards, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Bears raised their season ticket prices an average of 8% last season. In other NFL news, the Chiefs are reportedly expected to let Pro Bowl guard Trey Smith hit the open market. That would be good news for the Bears, who are ready to make moves for their O-line. The Bulls are back in action tomorrow night. They'll take on the Knicks at Madison Square Garden. Cactus League baseball begins tomorrow as the Cubs and Dodgers take the field in Arizona. Major League Baseball will test out its ball strike challenge system during 60% of its spring training games. With sports at 16 of 46, I'm Chris Emma of 670 The Score for News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Murder charges have now been filed against a 24-year-old Waukegan man for a shooting last weekend in Beach Park.
The shooting occurred at about noon on Sunday. Witnesses told police they heard multiple gunshots and saw two men running from the area of Melbourne Court and Wakefield Drive. Police found shell casings and broken glass. The sheriff's office now says two men who knew each other had arranged to meet. There was an argument, and Sincere Tillman is alleged to have shot Tavante Fox, who was a passenger in a car. The driver dropped him off at a hospital where he died soon after. Tillman is charged with first-degree murder. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A Chicago man now facing charges following a stabbing at a Southside hospital Monday afternoon.
Chicago police say 36-year-old Nathaniel Price was charged with two felony counts of aggravated battery and use of a deadly weapon. According to police, Price, who was a patient at Provident Hospital in Bronzeville, stabbed a 56-year-old staff member and injured another. It happened in the hospital's emergency department. Both staff members were listed in stable condition and were later released from the hospital. Price appears in court this week for a detention hearing. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
It has been almost 5 years since former Mayor Lori Lightfoot ordered crews to take down statues of Christopher Columbus and other monuments targeted by social justice protests across the city. Now, a Northwest Side alderman says with the national rollback of diversity initiatives, it's time for those statues to come back. WBBM's Mallory Vorbroker has been talking to advocates about this proposal. She's here at the anchor desk with the story.
Andy, the ordinance proposed by Chicago Alderman Anthony Napolitano at City Hall calls on the Cultural Affairs and Special Events Commissioner to reinstall all statues, monuments, or public works, including the Columbus statues removed in 2020, to their previous locations. President of the Joint Civic Committee of Italian Americans, Ron Onesti, says the measure is long overdue.
We want the statues back. We want the monuments where they belong so they can teach the lessons and incite the conversations they were put up 100 years ago in the first place to do.
The order stems from Commissioner Clene Hedspiff's refusal to remove a puppet display in the city-owned cultural center, seen as anti-Semitic by some aldermen. Reporting live from the news desk, Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.